Now, the big question this morning is, would you watch Normal People with your mam? We have a poll on our Twitter page at Morning ECFM and on Instagram Story East Coast FM. Last night's double bill on RTE featured the longest sex scene to air on the channel, as well as what was reportedly the first full frontal male nudity scene to air on the state broadcaster's network. That's according to reports. Former Gogglebox star from Blessington, Declan Nocton, is on the line. Hi, Declan.
Hello, Declan. How are you?
Good morning to you. I didn't watch it myself. I've been doing a few little jobs around the house and one was taking longer. And it was watched, however, in our house, but didn't hear much about it since. Did you look at it?
Oh, yeah. I've been following the series and since the start. And I think it's excellent. I must say I'm really, really enjoying it. It's lovely to watch Irish drama on Irish television. And it's extremely well done. It's very well directed. It's very well acted. And I just felt last night that the dialogue is just superb. And so the writing is absolutely superb.
And the nudity scenes, which could cause all sorts of controversy, were they part of the story? They weren't gratuitous, as they say, or they were just, that's the story, was it?
Yeah, I mean, I suppose the sex scenes in it are very much part of the story, and they're very much part of what I suppose the programme is trying to depict, which is normal student life as it is now. I mean, I've had these discussions with my daughters, and they say it accurately reflects what is what happens in student life, which is totally different to what was happening when I was a student many, many years ago. But, you know, so the sex scenes, I think, are very, very important. The nudity in it, you wonder, was it necessary? And, you know, you did say there, I didn't realise actually it was the longest sex scene ever on an Irish TV. But yeah, you kind of felt last night, yeah, okay, we get the message, come on. You know, it went on a little bit too long, you know?
Yeah, there was a bishop last week that seemed to have an advanced copy of it or something, because he was commenting that, oh, this is disgraceful or whatever, as probably that's his job to do. You know, it, as you said, is it necessary? But, you know, we were asking this morning, would you watch it with all members of your family, or would there be embarrassment and say, well, and don't you feel a bit weird if you went off watching it yourself by yourself as well? So how do you feel about the company you keep watching it?
It's ironic, you know, that you said, would you watch it with your parents? Now, obviously, my parents are no longer around, but I was there trying to imagine watching it with my mother, you know, and many years ago, and we'd have watched in silence. She'd have sighed all the way through it, and the only comment that she would have made at the end of it was, they're not even married, which would have been her issue with it, you know. But whereas if I watching it with my own daughters, and I'm not watching it with my own daughters, even though we'd have a reputation of watching it, watching programs like that on Gogglebox. But I know my daughter, who's living away from home at the moment, is watching it. She studied in Trinity, and she knows actually a lot of the actors that's in it. And you know, she said, it depicts what went on in Trinity. It depicts what goes on in college life. This is the way that college students live their lives. And I think that's a very, very important discussion and conversation for parents of children who are in college or maybe about to go to college to have, so that parents do realize this is what college life is like. And I think a program like that probably should be watched with different members of the family so that they can have these discussions. Because as a parent, I mean, what do you say to your kids when they're going off out into their lives in college? Only, be careful out there, you know, and that's all I ever said to my kids. And, you know, that's, but it's no harm to be aware of what we're talking about.
Yeah, but it's obviously what's gone on anyway, but we probably didn't talk about it.
Correct.
I mean, sex wasn't invented sort of this time, 2020, on television.
Yeah, and I mean, like, I know there was people phoning into other programs and saying, you know, that kind of thing doesn't happen and my kids don't do that. You feel like saying, wake up, fella, they do. This is what's going on. I mean, I'm at an age where I realize my kids are involved in that type of behaviour. This is freedom that people have nowadays, and the whole, I suppose, dating and courtship and everything that is all changed from my day, and we have to accept that is the way that they live their lives, and who says that they're wrong and we're right or anything like that. But they just need to be careful. Obviously you're worried about people that that they get maybe emotionally hurt or whatever, but if they're enjoying life, this is the way that they're doing it, and they're being careful, then we have to accept that that's the way it's done. But at least a program like this is prompting conversation, and maybe prompting conversation within families on this. So I think it should be required viewing for all people to look at. I mean, the first night that it was on was their initial sex scene, and I mean, I actually thought it was beautifully handled. And in terms of the main male character in it, the way that he handled it, it nearly should be an instruction book for how to do things like this, so that respect for the other party.
And the word consent, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. It kind of covered that, and I thought it covered it extremely well. And he came across as a very, very compassionate and considerate person in that, So I just think that, they're important conversations, and I think it would be no harm at all for families to watch it together. It might be uncomfortable viewing, but I certainly think the conversation around it, because the one thing I felt that when we were involved with Gogglebox was that, we were encouraged, obviously, to talk about the programs, and as a family with my two daughters, we learned an awful lot about each other from the discussion afterwards, sometimes off camera, from the discussion afterwards on the programs that we would have watched. So I do think it's important that families sit down together, because very often families don't sit down together now anymore. They're all in different rooms watching different gadgets. And I just think it is very, very important that families sit down, and that something like that program would spur a conversation, and that you'd have this conversation. And it could just be the conversation saying, look, when you go to college, be careful, and leave it at that,
Right. Would anybody in those sort of programs, do you imagine, within your family would have, well, I'll go off and get the tea anyway, and just step out of the room, or would you all, stay there till the end, no matter what you were thinking and looking at the ceiling or whatever?
Well, I know. I think we would all sit there and say that the only one that would leave the room in our house would be my wife, and she regularly does that. Not for scenes like that, but when there's any kind of tension whatsoever, she says, "Oh, this is too tense for me," and out she goes. Hence why she never got involved in Gogglebox. But so the rest of us, I think, would be happy enough to sit there and watch it, and then maybe have a little bit of a discussion afterwards. And it's usually me that would spur that. Like if I was watching with my two daughters, which I'm not, but like when it would be over, I would say, is that the way that you live your life in college? They, and it was me that would really start that conversation. But I mean, it's a learning for me as well as a parent. I mean, and we
so
have to...
just at the end of it, it was an interaction between two people. In the story, was it considered sort of, well, that's normal behaviour, that's like having Boy George's, that was having a cup of tea, or we just move on with our lives, our interaction, relationship, or was it special?
Well, I suppose, you can look at it, the interaction between the two main characters, and I mean, obviously that's very, very special. It's different. They have an unusual relationship insofar as that they have a very, very kind of, it's very much a sexual relationship first. Whether it develops into a more romantic relationship, we wait and see as the series develops. But I suppose it was more really around what was going on around the main scenes. For instance, she was in a relationship with another guy, and it was fairly clear she was spending most of her nights with him, and he, in the main character now, is spending most of his nights with her, even though he's paying for a flat somewhere else and things like that, So I suppose it gives you an idea of kind of the overall scene of the way that people live. And then there was another scene where maybe kind of a threesome was being suggested, and again, I suppose it gives an insight into the freedom that's out there. So, the main scenes, I suppose, that people are honing in on really are quite special, and can I say they're beautifully filmed, absolutely stunningly well done, you know, and the acting is superb in it. I presume it's acting, but the acting is superb in it. You know, so they are done, and they are done very, very special. And they add to the story because they have a complicated relationship, and these scenes add to that complication, if that makes sense.
Right, very good. Declan, thank you very much indeed. I hope all the family are well. Do you miss Gogglebox at all?
Yeah, I do, because it's been rerun at the moment, you know.
Yeah, and, we've seen you.
I think maybe it's more popular now than it was at the outset, because if people coming up to me, I saw you on Gogglebox last night. I'm finding it hard to watch it because it's so. I feel it's so out of date, you know. But yeah, we do miss it. I mean, I miss the three of us sitting together and for a couple of hours and watching television, you know, because I suppose the eldest daughter has moved on and the younger one is finishing in college, and I suppose it's kind of reflecting the fact that life is moving on for me, and you know, that was a very nice time when they were both kind of in college and
yes,
they were
indeed.
Both sort of at home, you know.
All right, Declan Nocton there from Gogglebox, and of course Blessington. Thanks very much indeed, Declan. Good morning to you.
Thank you very much, Declan. Bye-bye.
Good morning, morning to you. Texture says Normal People is slower than the boat to Holyhead. All right. Moody, isn't that what they call it? Moody? Paul in Arklow says Normal People is fantastic programme in real life. Catholic Ireland needs to wake up. This is what little Mary and Johnny are doing. The acting is fantastic. And it's a great story, says Paul in Arklow.